In a night sky, a shadow sweeps across the moon, changing it from full to crescent. A boy sitting on the bottom tip of the crescent moon casts a fishing rod. The line whips in a wide arc and clears away surrounding clouds. DreamWorks Animation, SKG.
Through the years, I have been known by many names.
In animation, an orange tabby cat.
Diablo Gato. The Furry Lover. Chupacabra. Frisky two times. And the Ginger Hitman. But to most, I am Boots in Boots. Outlaw.
A picture of Puss in Boots wearing a feathered hat adorns a wanted poster lying on a table. Nearby, a gray-haired man sleeps on a cot. He wears a manacle around his wrist, which is chained to an open cage sitting on the ground. A light-haired cat sleeps on a pillow beside the cage. From the shadows, Puss picks up his hat, tightens a belt around his waist, then drapes a cape over his shoulders. He gazes down at the sleeping cat.
I will never forget you, Margarita. I mean, Rosa. Sorry. I think maybe I should go.
Walking on his hind legs, Puss takes a few steps, then glances back. He returns and slides a ring stamped with a skull off the sleeping man's hand. Puss slides the ring onto his arm like a bracelet. He picks up a pair of boots and tiptoes across the floor. Puss freezes. The man awakes and swings a stick at Puss, who draws a sword and parries blow after blow. The man swings his manacled arm and uses the empty cage like a flail. Puss jumps out of the way, dodges several objects, then leaps onto the sill of an open window. A flying shoe knocks Puss outside. The man flings open the door.
You cannot run forever! Puss in Boots!
The other cat, Rosa, steps outside and stares after Puss. Puss blows kisses to her as he runs.
What can I say? I was a bad kitty.
An arid expanse with deep canyons and towering rock formations stretches to the horizon.
Just a fugitive from the law. Forever running. Searching for a way to clear my name.
Puss in Boots.
And I would get that chance. On this one fateful night.
People with torches run through a village at night. Festival del Fuego. Festival of the Fire. One man lights an enormous bonfire. E. El Pollo and the Chicken. A person wearing a chicken costume walks through the crowd on stilts. On the outskirts of town, Puss in Boots gazes down on the celebration as fireworks explode overhead. In a tavern, a card player throws a pair of queens onto a table. Men glance up as a shadow falls across the tavern floor. The mustached bartender pours a drink, then looks up and frowns. About 2 feet tall on his hind limbs, Puss in Boots stands in the tavern entrance. With his feathered hat lowered over his eyes, Puss strides up to the bar.
Raul, look what the cat dragged in. Oh, wait, that is the cat.
Puss pulls himself onto a bar stool.
One leche, please.
Puss gives the bartender the stolen ring.
What are you doing here, senor? Did you lose your ball of yarn?
So funny.
One leche coming up.
A nearby patron yanks away Puss's stool. As he clings to the bar, his pants fall down. A dagger pinwheels across the tavern and sticks into a wanted poster featuring Puss's picture. An empty milk bottle stands on the bar, but Puss is gone.
I am not looking for trouble.
Puss sits at a table and laps milk from a shot glass.
I am but a humble gato in search of his next meal. Perhaps you gentlemen can help me find a simple score.
The only thing you find tonight is trouble. Puss in Boots.
A bearded customer holds up the wanted poster. A helmeted soldier with a spear stops outside the tavern. Puss lowers his hat over his face. The soldier moves on.
Well, perhaps if one of us were to tell the law that you are in town, we could split the reward.
A man gripping a knife creeps up behind Puss. Drawing his sword, Puss disarms the man. Puss wags one finger, then places his feet on the table.
You made the cat angry. You do not want to make the cat angry.
The disarmed man's pants fall down.
The Church of St. Michael has just put up a golden statue of the Virgin of Guadalupe.
I do not steal from churches.
Well, the boys' orphanage has been donated silver candlesticks. They would look very lovely in your home.
I do not steal from orphans.
What about Jack and Jill?
Shh! Are you crazy?
The what?
A mustached man eyes Puss as he takes a drink from a bottle.
The murderous outlaws Jack and Jill have gotten their hands on magic beans. Do not joke with me about magic beans. I search half my life for them. They do not exist.
No, Cat. We have seen them.
These are the beans of legend.
The man reveals a tattoo of legendary beans.
Grossifying to the land of giants and the golden goose.
The golden goose. A heist like this could set you up for life.
All nine of them. Show him the golden eggs.
No! Please, you have shown enough.
Only a cat with a death wish would steal the beans from Jack and Jill.
The only wish I have is to repay an old debt. And this is my chance. Now!
Puss stands and draws his sword.
Where do I find this Jack and Jill?
A team of boars with curled tusks pulls a carriage through a dark village. Inside the carriage, a man drops three glowing beans into the palm of his left hand, then encloses his hand in a box secured with a chain. The man locks the chain and swallows the key. In the lobby of an inn, a musician plays an accordion as the desk clerk waits on customers. Objects fall onto the floor as the inn shakes. People flee as a thick-set woman with a downturned mouth walks in with a burly man with his left hand locked in a box.
I'm sorry. We have no rooms.
The woman pulls out a flintlock pistol, lights its fuse, and shoots a bystander.
Well, I think one just opened up.
The man slams his fist on the front desk, smashing a service bell.
We'd like a complimentary continental breakfast.
And don't even think about skimping on them baby muffins.
They sign in under the names Mr. Jack and Mrs. Jill and close themselves in room number 7.
We don't have any baby muffins.
The desk clerk cries. In their room, Jill sharpens a straight razor.
You know, Jill, I've been thinking.
Oh, get it out.
Once we're done with this magic bean business and got ourselves all them beautiful golden eggs.
Go on.
Well, that we cut down on some of the hijacking and murdering. I mean, it's fun and all, but, I want a baby.
A dog barks at Puss as he creeps outside Jack and Jill's window.
A baby what, Jack?
Well, baby us, Jill.
We'll raise it wild, like a squirrel or something.
Holy frijoles. They do exist.
Ugh, ever since you fell down that hill and broke your crown, you've been talking crazy.
Jill shaves Jack's cheek. Using his claws, Puss cuts an outline of himself in the window pane and removes the glass.
Couldn't hurt to have an extra shirt.
Another cat wearing a mask and cape opens a second window a few feet away. Puss ducks back outside.
Hey, what gift?
The other cat creeps inside Jack and Jill's room.
You're strong.
No!
Puss follows the other cat.
You stop where you are.
Ignoring Puss, the other cat peers around a corner and stares at the box locked around Jack's hand. Puss peers around another corner a few feet away.
Those beans are mine.
The masked cat points at Puss, then pantomimes breaking something.
Me.
The cat points at Puss again.
You snap me.
The other cat repeats the gesture.
You snap me.
The masked cat points at Puss with two fingers. Sneering, Puss and the other cat move toward one another. Bullet strikes the floor between them.
You looking for something?
The other cat escapes through the open window.
No. No hablo inglés?
Puss flies out of a window and lands on his feet in the courtyard below. He points to the masked cat.
You are going to pay for that!
Before he can draw his sword, something smashes on the ground beside him. Jack and Jill lean out of the window above. A piece of fruit strikes Puss in the back of the head. The masked cat sticks out his tongue, then snips a clothesline, swings over a parapet, and lands on rooftops below. Puss drops onto the peak of a tiled roof and runs after him. The full moon silhouettes the masked cat as he leaps off an eave, flips, then lands on a street below. Running on rooftops, Puss jumps over a building spike, which narrowly misses his groin. Puss lands on the angled roof, slides to the ground, and crashes onto a woman's porch. She swipes at him with a broom.
You're crazy, woman!
As the masked cat races through the streets, Puss follows on rooftops above. Puss leaps through a window and slides across a table. He grabs a drink and winks at a woman as he passes. Puss runs outside and grabs a clothesline. He swings down and smashes into a crate in front of the other cat, who hurries on. Grimacing, Puss stands and chases the masked cat down an alley. The masked cat leaps through a small swinging door. Puss follows. Puss falls and slips down a deep tube. He slides out the bottom into a room filled with cats. The other cats turn and stare at Puss. Standing in the middle of the room, the masked cat takes off his cape and faces Puss.
Those magic beings were my score. You just caused me a chance at getting the golden axe, mi amigo. Put up your tooks.
As Puss moves toward the masked cat, one cat shakes a drink mixer. Another cat strums the ribs of a fish skeleton. A third cat beats his paw on a stool. Puss and the masked cat walk toward one another, with their front paws balled into fists. A pair of cats takes turns swatting a cowbell. Puss and the masked cat face off toe-to-toe in the middle of the room. The masked cat throws up his arms, then slaps his hands on his chest. The masked cat dances a circle around Puss. The masked cat retreats to the far side of the room. An onlooker nods to a sign. Dance fight, Tuesday night.
Very well. If it is to be a dance fight, then I will Tuesday night dance fight you to the death.
Puss throws up his arms and dances toward the masked cat. He leaps onto a barrel, spins, and rapidly taps his feet. Performing the splits between a chair and bucket, the masked cat claps slowly. The masked cat flips backward, then slaps his feet as he dances.
You do the leader box on me.
The masked cat scrapes his back feet on the floor. Puss walks on his front paws, then scoots past the masked cat. Puss stands, throws up one arm, and smiles. The masked cat holds up his front claws and shimmies forward. Mirroring the movements, Puss shimmies from the opposite direction. They meet in the center of the room, then dance around one another in a circle.
Can you feel me?
They slap each other's faces simultaneously, sending each other spinning off in opposite directions. The masked cat dances up a wall. Puss dances up the opposite wall. Both cats dance across the ceiling and meet in the middle of the room, then dance straight down. They flip to the floor and circle each other like boxers. The masked cat swipes at Puss but misses. Puss leaps, but the masked cat ducks. The masked cat jumps on Puss's shoulders and rides him like a bronco. He bucks the masked cat into the crowd. Other cats catch the masked cat and toss him onto a bar. He dances, then kicks a saucer of milk across the room. All the cats watch as the saucer clatters onto the floor and splashes milk everywhere. A single drop lands on Puss's right boot. Narrowing his eyes, Puss slides his sword from his scabbard and leaps at the masked cat. The masked cat parries his blow with a knife.
Fear me, if you dare.
The masked cat's knife extends into a sword. Puss and the Masked Cat exchange blows. Puss kicks away the Masked Cat's sword. The Masked Cat flips backward and yanks his sword out of a cask, which spurts milk. Several cats drink from the stream. Puss and the Masked Cat flip as they exchange more blows. The Masked Cat disarms Puss, then holds his sword to Puss's throat. Puss smashes the Masked Cat with a guitar. Puss's opponent takes off his mask.
You hit me in the head with a guitar?
You're a woman?
Oh.
Whoa.
Amateur.
Wow.
The female cat walks off.
Senorita, wait.
Puss taps one foot as sword flies into his hand.
Let me buy you some leche. I am a lover, not a fighter.
Puss steps through a curtain doorway.
Hello? You are hiding from me? I like to play the games, too. I sense in you a kindred spirit, I smell something familiar. Something dangerous. Something breakfasty.
It's been a long time, brother.
A large egg with arms and legs rolls behind him.
Maldito huevo.
Puss points his sword at the Eggman.
Humpty Alexander Dumpty. How dare you show your face to me?
I know you're angry. You have every right. But it is good to see you, Puss.
There's new boots?
No! They are the same boots I wore when you betrayed me.
But betrayed you?
You left me cracked in pieces on a bridge, surrounded by soldiers. They wrote a song about it.
And how did we get on that bridge in the first place?
Because we were brothers, and brothers are supposed to look after each other.
Humpty.
The black and white female cat slips out of the shadows.
Remember why we're here.
I should have known. I had the magic beans in my grasp. And you sent this very attractive devil woman to interfere. You are a curse on my life.
Whoa, wait. Hear me out, okay? Yes, I sent Kitty to bring you here. But she is no ordinary thief.
Kitty takes off a glove.
She's Kitty Softballs. The softest touch in Spain.
That's a lot of heel for a guy, don't you think?
Kitty holds up a pair of boots. Puss looks down at his bare feet.
Look, with Kitty's skill, your sword, and my brain, we've got a fighting chance here.
Puss, come on. You of all people know that nobody's ever ripped off the giant's castle and lived to tell the tale? You want to survive? You need a plan. And I've studied this job my whole life. You know that.
And let's be honest. Without me, you don't even know where to plant the beans, Puss.
But Jack and Jill do. They're on their way. We go with the Beanstalk Outlaws, and we come down legends. So what do you say? Partners?
Humpty holds out his hand.
No. Never again.
Puss strides off.
I'm sorry, okay? How long are you gonna hold a grudge? It's been 7 years. That's like 35 cat years. You need me! And I need you. Puss! You got any idea what they do to eggs in San Ricardo prison?
Puss freezes, then looks back at Humpty.
I'll tell you this, my friend. It ain't over easy.
Oh. Adios, Humpty Dumpty.
Puss walks out.
Te quiero.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it. I know how to speak meow.
Sad story with your twisted lies. Your greasy shell that smells like old ham. I should crack you open for all this.
Out in the alley, Puss dives onto a small spot of bright light, then chases it down a ramp and up a wall.
Look what I found.
Kitty shines a flashlight in Puss's eyes.
Someone forgot his money.
She dangles a sack of coins.
Oh, you are dangerous.
Well, Humpty says you like danger.
Kitty leaps onto the pavement beside Puss.
Just think of all the trouble we can get into.
She returns his coin pouch.
The two of us together, we can steal a lot of golden eggs.
Kitty wears Puss's hat. His eyes widen as he feels his bare head. He takes back his hat.
And you owe me.
I owe you?
Mm-hmm. You hit me in the head with a guitar.
I regret the guitar.
Okay, I forgive you. So, you're in?
Well, there is one teeny, tiny, itty-bitty problem.
And what is that?
You work for the egg!
Oh, come on, Puss. What happened between you and Humpty that was so bad?
I am afraid with me and Humpty, the scars are too deep.
Puss places one boot onto a crate as he gazes out over the town.
It all started a long time ago.
Oh, no, you really don't have to tell me your whole life story, please.
You may want to see it.
Puss pushes Kitty down.
It is at times quite...
Okay, here we go.
It was a year in which the rain had not fallen.
Wind blows a wicker basket.
The wind was big, and the basket was small. For days I bounced along, a hungry little kitten with no milk, no mama, and no litter box. Until I came to rest at a home for lost children.
The basket slides to a stop against an orphanage. A brown-haired woman steps out and picks up young Puss.
Her name was Imelda, and like a mother, she took me into her heart and raised me as her own.
Imelda oversees a room of human and animal orphans.
Silencio! Silencio!
She was an angel of kindness.
Silencio!
Most of the time.
I'd like to introduce a new boy joining us. It's okay, pequeño. You show with the face.
Puss peeks out from behind Imelda's skirt.
Gone?
He steps forward and sits. Later, Humpty steals beans from Puss.
And, that was the moment I met.
Humpty Alexander Dumpty. Hey, Whiskers. You're sitting in Little Boy Blue's chair.
Oh, come on. Is this necessary? Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Who asked you? Breakfast?
Remember what Imelda says, Boy Blue. If you're going to blow your top, you blow your horn instead, right?
Let's spin him.
Please don't spin.
A boy spins Humpty on the floor.
Not again! No! I'm gonna yoke!
Even though he took my beans, the egg stood up for me. And I decided then that I would always have his back.
Wielding a wooden spoon as a weapon, Puss drives off Little Boy Blue and his friends, then helps Humpty to his feet.
Wow. That was very impressive. Thanks!
Later out in the yard...
Hey, egg boy!
A child pelts Humpty with an object.
There was something about this strange little egg that intrigued me.
Puss follows Humpty into a hut where Humpty plants the beans in the ground. Later, Humpty pumps a bellows connected to a water wheel mechanism. A trickle of water wets the soil around the planted seeds. Humpty spins and faces Puss.
Ah! Oh, it's you. I've been collecting for months now. You never know where you're going to get lucky. You know what I mean?
Magic beans is what they are.
Hello? You gonna tell all the other kids that I believe in magic now? Is that what you're gonna do?
Puss shakes his head.
No? What's your name? Meow. Well, you don't say much, do you? Well, I think I'll call you Sparky.
He shakes his head.
Whiskers? Zoltar! How about Puss?
Puss smiles and nods.
Humpty's mind was full of imagination and invention.
Humpty stands on the roof with a hang glider.
Here we go. Give me a...
Humpty drops, then glides.
I'm flying!
He crashes into a tree.
He spoke of legends and adventures beyond my wildest dreams.
Oh, when I find those magic beans, they'll grow a vine straight up into the clouds.
We're terrible and a fearsome giant hoards his greatest treasure. The golden goose.
Oh, the golden goose, just one of her golden eggs could set me for life.
It's my destiny, Puss. I can't really explain it, but I just feel like I belong up there.
Puss and Humpty stare at clouds.
Oh, boy. This is awkward. This is kind of a solo dream here. I don't need any dead weight, you know, hold me down.
Puss's eyes widen and dilate.
What are you doing?
Oh, man, that's good.
The eye thing that you're doing? That is really splendid.
Okay, let me just think for a second, all right? Okay, this is crazy, but I am considering a partnership.
Puss smiles.
I just need to know one thing. Can you commit?
See. I can't commit.
Oh, you can talk. Could you help me up?
Puss pulls Humpty to his feet. They meet again at night.
First rule of Bean Club. You do not talk about Bean Club.
Humpty holds up a pin.
Second rule of Bean Club is you don't talk about Bean Club.
Puss and Humpty prick their fingers, then shake hands.
Ready.
From this day forth, it shall be known.
Never alone, always together.
Humpty and Puss.
Brothers forever. And from that moment on, we were united on a great adventure to find the magic beans.
Puss draws a crack onto Humpty and rolls him in front of a bean cart.
Humpty was the brains.
Ah, good gracious!
I never saw him.
It really hurt.
And I was the skill.
Puss drops into the cart and steals samples of various beans.
Well, we got red beans, we got green beans, coffee beans, lima beans, but no magic beans.
Various plants fill the hut.
Would you care for a jelly bean?
Oh, thank you.
Finding them meant everything to us.
Oh, I almost forgot the most important thing.
That's me and you, Puss.
In a drawing, Humpty and Puss stand inside a castle in the clouds.
But we never did find them. And as years passed, the quest for magic beans seemed more and more like the dreams of a child.
Puss and Humpty steal from a woman.
As teenagers, Humpty and I looked for trouble. And often found it.
Third time this month, Imelda. Next time is jail time.
They're just kids.
They are thieves.
Imelda kneels and frowns at Puss and Humpty.
You are better than this. I believe in you with all my heart. Please do not let me down.
I hate this place. I cannot wait for us to get out of here. Throw a rock. It'll make you feel better.
In town, Humpty throws a rock, which breaks a lock on a wagon and releases a bull.
Oh boy, we should go.
An old woman walks in the bull's path.
An instinct. I react.
As the bull charges toward the woman, Puss leaps off the roof and bounces off an awning. He grabs onto one of the bull's horns and flips the bull onto its back.
Commandante's mother.
He saved the Commandante's mother.
In subtitles beneath the bull, he saved the Commandante's mother. A guard steps up to Puss.
You saved my mother.
Señor Puss, he is a hero.
Humpty watches the town celebrate Puss from a distant window.
We see the courage and bravery come in all sizes.
Little did I know that one moment would change my whole life.
These are for you, my boy. Wear them as a symbol of honor and justice.
I will make you proud, Mama.
You already have my Puss in Boots.
Imelda gives Puss a pair of boots and a feathered hat.
How strange it was to give a cat boots. But whoa, I look good. And as the light of my path grew brighter,
Puss trains with a sword.
Humpty's road grew ever darker.
Later, Puss visits Humpty in a jail cell.
Gracias, Comandante.
Be careful of the company you keep.
I know. I never should have tried something without you.
You're not stealing lollipops anymore, Humpty. This is getting serious.
You're right. We have to be smarter about this.
Here, look. We need to think bigger. I've been casing the silversmith, and
it's perfect. You and me, in and out, 50 seconds tops.
Will you put that away? This is our home. These people have done nothing to us.
Our home? Okay, yeah, I get it now. You get some fancy boots, and now you're too good for me?
That is not true.
We weren't born here. We're orphans, and all we got is each other. You understand?
We are better than this.
But we're partners.
We are brothers.
Puss hugs Humpty.
But I am not stealing anymore. But Humpty would not give up so easily.
I'm in trouble, Puss.
It's Boy Blue and his gang. I owe him some money. They're coming for me. Just get me over this wall. We gotta go. Help me up the wall. Get me up the wall. Hurry! God, hurry!
At night, Humpty steps on Puss and scrambles over a wall. Waiting in a horse wagon, Puss raises a lantern. A sign on the wall reads San Ricardo Bank. Sacks of gold drop into the wagon, followed by Humpty.
Okay, I got everything. We did it. Come on, let's go!
How could you do this to me?
I did you a favor! We can finally get out of here!
This is the money of the people! This is all they have!
The Comandante grabs Puss, but he scratches his face.
You disgrace those boots!
Comandante, please! I can't explain!
Arrest them!
Puss snaps the reins and speeds off in the cart.
Hurry up! Get to the bridge!
You tricked me!
You left me no choice!
The cart smashes through an empty market stand as it speeds through narrow village streets. Several guards follow on horseback. Imelda steps outside as Puss passes driving the cart.
Mama.
Pequeño.
Humpty grabs the reins and jerks the speeding cart away from a stone tower. The cart skids and flips, sending them sprawling onto a bridge. The cart bounces over Puss's head, then falls over the side of the bridge. The cart and the stolen gold drop out of sight.
Puss, I can't get up. Puss, help me, I can't get up.
Breathe!
Puss, save me.
Save yourself.
The guards grab Humpty. As a guard lunges for Puss, Puss jumps off the side of the bridge and plunges into water.
I lost everything I cared about. My brother. My honor. My home. All I thought about was the disappointment in my mama's eyes. And I have been running ever since.
Puss blinks and finds himself back in the alley with Kitty.
The egg betrayed me. His lies cost me everything.
Hey!
I'm awake.
You think I don't want to fix the past?
Humpty steps up to them. Humpty stands on a crate.
I can't get down.
Kitty picks up Humpty and sets him on the ground.
Listen, a day doesn't go by when I don't think about what I lost. I lost my best friend. My only friend. And I get it now. I got greedy and desperate, and I let you down. I let myself down. All I'm asking for, Puss, is a second chance. Give me that second chance, and I'll help you pay back San Ricardo. Please, Puss. Let me show you what our friendship meant to me.
Puss stands with his back to Humpty.
I will do it.
Oh, that's great.
I will do this for my mother and for San Ricardo, not for you. We are not partners, and we are not friends.
Okay, and I promise this time I will not let you down. Yes! I think we got our bean club back.
A hot sun shines down on flat, dusty terrain as the team of boars pull Jack and Jill in their wagon. Humpty waits at the top of a narrow canyon as the wagon approaches. He crouches and flashes signals with a mirror. Puss and Kitty hide on the opposite side of the canyon.
And this plan better work.
Listen, you just need to worry about your part.
Don't screw it up.
What?
A gang with a mask?
I don't need style advice from Mr. Dusty Boots.
Kitty jumps into the canyon and lands atop Jack and Jill's wagon. Puss runs along the top of the canyon.
Come on, Puss. Now!
Puss leaps into the canyon. He lands atop the moving wagon and rolls into Kitty.
Our biological clocks are ticking, darling. You gotta start looking at the big picture.
What's your problem, huh? Listen, I put a lot of work into my body. I look good, and I am not just gonna throw that away.
Kitty slides open a door and jumps into the wagon, but Puss grabs her leg.
We're gonna start small.
Inside the wagon, baby boars sleep around the lockbox containing the magic beans.
Excellent.
Watching through a telescope, Humpty dances. Hanging upside down, Kitty picks a lock with a knife.
I don't have time to be at home with no diapers and baby socks.
You don't have to, Jill. I'll be the stay-at-home dad.
We got 10 hungry piggies there in the back. You can practice on them. Just pull over. Feed them.
That little ham hock.
You've got to hurry up.
He's a cute little bugger.
Why are you not using your claws?
Would you please just shut up? I'm on it.
Just use your claws.
Be quiet.
Your claws.
I don't have any claws, all right? Was that ham hock?
As a piglet awakes, both Puss and Kitty drop inside the wagon. Kitty cradles the piglet like a baby.
There. Sleepy, sleepy, big fat piggy.
Using his claws, Puss opens several padlocks, then pries open the lockbox.
You babysit.
She hands him the piglet.
Soft paws.
Kitty slips her paw into Jack's hand, which dangles inside the wagon.
Well?
Kitty holds up the magic beans.
Hello, beans of legend. Let's go!
Puss takes the beans and steps backward onto a piglet, which bites him. The door on the ceiling closes as Jack and Jill drop inside the wagon.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here, Jill.
You messed with our baby.
And you took my beans.
Jack draws a knife.
Sausage bomb!
Kitty tosses a piglet at Jack, then jumps onto his face. Puss throws his sword into a lever, which raises Jack and Jill's seat halfway back to the top of the wagon.
Don't fucking cat!
The cats tie up Jack and Jill.
Signal the egg!
Kitty flashes a mirror. Driving another wagon, Humpty races alongside Kitty and Puss.
Okay.
Ready?
Set. Go!
As Kitty jumps, Jill headbutts Puss, who drops the beans. Dazed, Puss scrabbles to pick up the beans, bouncing atop Jack and Jill's wagon. The wagon speeds into a dark cavern. One of the glowing beans bounces in front of Jill's face. Fire! Puss grabs a bean as Jill frees herself from the ropes. Standing atop the wagon, Jill swings a stick at Puss, but instead hits Jack and knocks out one of his teeth. Puss leaps and catches the last bean right before it bounces to the ground. Jill grabs Puss and holds him upside down over the edge of the wagon as it drives alongside a deep ravine.
All right, Pat, give me them beans. Is it true a cat always lands on its feet?
No! That is just a rumor spread by dogs!
Well, let's find out.
Humpty slams his wagon into them. Jill loses her balance and drops Puss, who lands in Humpty's wagon. The two wagons veer onto opposite sides of the ravine.
See, I told you I wouldn't let you down!
You think this is over?
Cannons jut from the side of Jack and Jill's wagon and fire at Humpty and the cats.
Hey, that was close!
Cannonballs strike a tall pillar of rock, which crashes down and barely misses the two wagons as they veer back together again. The two wagons race side by side.
Now!
Jack rams Humpty's wagon toward the edge of a cliff.
We just gotta make it to that bridge! Hang on! Humpty!
There is no bridge!
Trust me.
Jack and Jill's wagon slides to a halt as Humpty speeds toward a collapsed bridge.
Humpty!
Humpty's wagon falls off the end of the bridge and plummets into the canyon.
We're going to die!
Humpty steps on a pedal and yanks a lever. Glider wings open on the sides of the wagon, which levels out, then soars up into the sky. Jack and Jill stare after them as they escape.
I hate cats.
This is war!
Humpty steers the flying wagon through the canyon, gliding around several tall pillars of rock. They soar out over the open desert.
Giant's castle.
Puss holds out the beans.
Here we come.
Later they ride on the ground.
I must hand it to the egg. This was a team effort. Humpty still has his claws. Flaws was what I meant. Not claws. He's not a cat. not to say there is anything wrong with
I don't want
to
talk about it.
Got it.
In the back of the wagon, Humpty studies a map.
Okay, we should be close. Keep your eyes out for any strange cloud activity.
I am called Kitty Softpaws because I'll steal you blind and you'll never even know I was there.
Kitty holds up a coin pouch. Puss takes off one boot and looks inside, then frowns and takes back the pouch.
Kitty, you're not as good as they say. You're better. I will respect your privacy.
Kitty sits beside Puss as he steers the wagon under a natural stone arch.
Okay, I'll tell you. I was just a stray, but I had beautiful claws. One day, a really nice couple took me in, gave me milk every morning, loved me. Maybe I scratched their curtains or played too rough with a hamster. I don't know why they did it, but they took my claws.
Cat people are crazy.
Hey, stop! Stop the coach! I think this is it!
They stop the wagon and jump out. Humpty runs to the top of a sand dune. Humpty trips and rolls down the other side. He pops to his feet and checks a journal, then hurries on. Puss and Kitty follow him to an area of flat sand.
Can you believe this, Puss? After all these years. Here, I want you to plant them.
Humpty presses the magic beans into Puss's hand and smiles. Standing beside them, Kitty points skyward.
That is a strange cloud.
Dark clouds swirl overhead.
Whoa, okay. This is it. It's happening. Hurry.
Humpty runs under the clouds.
This way. Good, good. Come on, come on, come on.
23 divided by cloud dust.
Hole. Right here.
Puss and Kitty dig a hole in the sand.
Now place the beans.
Puss sticks the beans into the hole.
Place the beans carefully, please. Not on top of each other. The magic is very delicate.
Okay, good.
Very good. Now just stand back.
Humpty fills in the hole and steps back and smiles. Overhead, the swirling clouds form a funnel cloud which descends toward them. Sand and debris blow about as the ground splits beneath their feet. Bright light shines up through the cracks. Humpty holds onto Kitty and Puss as they brace themselves against the powerful winds. The funnel cloud touches down on the spot they planted the beans. Dust and debris flies toward the funnel cloud, which suddenly vanishes. A small green sprout pops out of the ground. Kitty and Puss help Humpty to his feet. He waddles to the sprout and peers down at it.
What's happening here?
Maybe the magic wrapped off in your pocket?
That's impossible.
Okay, okay, let's not panic. You know, I read somewhere that plants have feelings, so come on. Say something nice to it.
Okay. Let me just think for a second. Hi, little plant.
The plant shoots up into the sky as it grows rapidly, carrying Humpty, Kitty, and Puss with it. They cling to huge stems and leaves as the twisting plant rises through fluffy white clouds. Puss falls but digs his claws into a thick vine and stops himself. Tendrils curl around Humpty as he screams. The plant grows higher and higher, disappearing into the misty heights above. Puss falls onto a broad leaf bigger than himself. Kitty rides on another leaf. As the plant twists and turns, the two leaves meet and press Puss and Kitty toward one another. Kitty smiles and shakes her head, then pulls Puss's hat down over his eyes. The leaves twist apart again. Heavy rain begins to fall as they rise higher. The rain stops as the plant breaks above the clouds. Puss grabs Humpty's hand and pulls him onto his own leaf. They both stare upward as they rise through a shimmering aurora borealis which stretches across a black sky filled with stars. Snow falls as they are enveloped by a blinding white light. Later, the plant has stopped growing. Kitty stands on the leaf with Humpty and Puss and stares at fluffy white clouds all around them.
Guys?
Humpty falls.
Humpty!
He lands on a cloud.
I do not see him. Do you see him?
I don't see him anywhere.
You sound weird.
Humpty pops up.
It's the thin air! Come on in. It feels great.
Puss and Kitty slide down the leaf and land on bouncy clouds.
The cloud, it tickles my nose.
Woo-hoo! Oh, that's because the effervesce. Who knew?
Kitty throws a lump of cloud at Puss like a snowball. He throws one back.
Come on.
Kitty takes off as Puss chases her. They race through the misty clouds. Kitty leaps and Puss tags her, then runs off in another direction. She chases after him, then loses him at the edge of a cloud and stops. She turns. Nearby, the top of Puss's hat juts out from the top of a cloud. She pounces on it.
Gotcha!
The hat is empty. Puss tackles Kitty and ends up beneath her.
No. Hey, Puss. What do you think? Do I shave?
Humpty wears a beard of cloud.
Let me show you something.
Humpty leads Puss away, then glances back at Kitty and frowns. She shrugs. Humpty parts a hole in the clouds with his hand.
Somewhere down there, there are two little kids, I don't know, maybe orphans, and they're laying on a hill staring at the clouds, dreaming about the future. That was me and you, Puss. Me and you.
Boys! You might want to take a look at this.
Above them, a floating castle stands on a bank of clouds.
A giant's castle. Okay, time to suit up.
Humpty! I'll fit right in with the golden eggs.
Humpty takes off his clothes and puts on a gold bodysuit.
Brilliant or what? Huh?
Humpty, you're not wearing underwear.
What? Are you embarrassed? I'm not.
Humpty opens his journal to a drawing of the castle.
Puss, remember when everyone was laughing at Bean Club?
Who is laughing now?
They all jump onto a small cloud which rises toward the castle. Light shines through a huge stained glass window featuring a golden goose. The cloud bumps against the window and stops. Humpty, Kitty, and Puss hop onto the windowsill and enter through a chink in the glass.
That is our target.
A floating island covered by trees.
You don't sound like an elf anymore.
It's because the air pressure in here is normal. Let's go.
The others cling to Puss as he slides down a tapestry using his claws.
So here is the plan. You do get the golden eggs. I will fight the giant.
There's no giant to fight. The giant's been dead for years.
What?
You didn't do the reading, did you? Oh, boy. Jack and the Beanstalk, Chapter 14, Giant Takes a Big Dirt Nap.
They land on the floor.
Ankleburn.
Puss and Kitty jump behind curtains and pull in Humpty.
What was that?
They call it the Great Terror. It's the monster that guards the Golden Goose.
They dart behind a pillar.
Jin has it. Then if you look at it, you'll turn to stone. But nobody really knows because nobody's walked away from it alive. Follow me and keep quiet.
They run to another pillar. Humpty lags behind as they dash to another hiding place.
Shh, Humpty!
I can't help it. Everything's running and pinching. I need powder.
They stop behind a giant bottle lying on its side. Humpty leans against the bottle, which rolls into a huge goblet. The goblet falls over an edge. They run back behind the overturned bottle.
How are we going to get across?
Later, Kitty pulls on a knotted rope that nods.
Cheers!
Puss thrusts his sword into the bottle's cork, which shoots off with the rope attached to it. Puss and Kitty ride the cork over rocks and trees, then land on the island. As they look around, Puss draws his sword.
Do not worry. I will protect you.
What are you gonna do? Hit it in the head with a guitar?
Please, stop bringing up the guitar.
Puss picks up the cork and wedges it between two tree trunks. Kitty snaps the rope attached to it. At the other end, Humpty holds a line slung over the taut rope. He steps off the edge and slides down the rope. Puss and Kitty run toward him and hold out their hands. As Humpty lets go of the line, they grab him and pull him onto the island. They run inside a hollow log. A huge eye peers in through a hole in the log, blinks, then moves away.
Be quiet.
Kitty pulls Humpty's jumpsuit over his mouth.
I said I couldn't breathe, and then you took the thing over my mouth.
Puss yanks down his suit.
You gotta get it together. Come on.
Okay.
Shafts of light shine through tall trees. Kitty passes Humpty to Puss, who sets him on the ground. They push aside large leaves as they walk, then stop and gasp. In a clearing, dozens of golden eggs shine brightly.
Look at this. It's egg paradise. It's so beautiful, I feel like I belong here.
Humpty prances forward, tumbles down a slope, then slams into an egg.
Woo! Oh, golden eggs!
He grabs his crotch as he rolls onto his back.
I'm as many as you can.
Puss struggles to lift an egg.
I thought they were going to be like chicken size.
Can you imagine laying one of these? Ouch.
Puss and Kitty hurry to Humpty, who lies on his back.
How are you supposed to get these out of here?
I don't know.
Shh. Oh, my.
A huge baby goose struts into the clearing.
The golden goose.
Just look at her.
Isn't she beautiful?
The goose lays an egg, then rushes toward Humpty. She nuzzles Humpty's face.
Oh, my sweet darling.
The giant chick sits on Humpty.
I think she likes you.
Puss and Kitty dash behind a tree.
Let's just take her.
Wait a minute. This is the Goose of Legend. We don't know what happens if we take her.
I know what happens if we don't take her. We got nothing.
Guys, it's a gold pooper. We're taking it.
Kitty carries the goose on her shoulders as they all run through the forest. Humpty slings a line over the rope and slides across as the others climb hand over hand behind him.
Almost there!
The champagne bottle falls over the edge, pulling the rope down with it.
Hang on!
They all fall and slide down a huge twisting vine. Shoot into the air, then land on the ground. The goose lands on Puss. Humpty slides down last and spins to a stop.
Whoa.
The goose steps off Puss. Plants and trees shake. Puss carries the goose as they all flee. Splinters of wood fly all around them, some crashing into water and sending up sprays of foam. A flying log lands near Kitty, throwing her up into the air. She lands on a vine.
Kitty!
Puss drops the goose and rushes toward her.
What are you doing?
Kitty slips and falls into the water. Unconscious, Kitty sinks deeper. Puss dives underwater, grabs Kitty, then shoots to the surface. The baby goose swims as Humpty jumps into the flowing water, which carries them all downstream. Puss hauls Kitty onto a floating log. Oh. They rush toward a huge whirlpool.
Oh, hang on!
Kitty and Puss paddle furiously. Humpty swims toward the goose.
Come here, you!
Humpty grabs the goose as they swirl in the whirlpool's churning waters. As they fall into the whirlpool, a huge eye peers down at them. The water empties out of the bottom of the castle. They fall straight down, then shoot sideways and slam into the beanstalk.
Hello!
Humpty grabs the flapping goose. Puss falls like a skydiver. Kitty swipes at the beanstalk as she falls. Humpty holds the goose in front of himself.
No, don't fly, little gosling, fly!
Seen from afar, they fall through the sky.
No, it's not supposed to be this way!
Kitty zooms down to Humpty and grabs his leg.
No.
She opens a large leaf like a parachute. Puss glides in on another leaf and smacks into them. They all fall again.
I'm sorry.
Kitty cuts off another leaf as they fall. She and Puss grab it and then snatch the falling Humpty. Holding the leaf stem, they all float downward. Kitty nudges Puss.
Thanks, Ginger.
Puss smiles and nods. They float past the beanstalk.
We should maybe cut that down.
Meanwhile, Jack and Jill ride across the desert. Jack ties a diaper onto a pig.
Look at that. You finally got that family you wanted, Jack.
Did you hear that? I think he just called me Daddy.
Oh, he looks just like you, Jack.
Thank you.
In the distance, a light appears and flashes across Jack's eyes. They pull to a stop. Jack picks up Humpty's spyglass.
Well, what is it?
He peers through the spyglass. The beanstalk falls toward them. Jack runs. The gigantic beanstalk crashes down around him, kicking up clouds of dust.
I do believe that's our cue.
Jack and Jill's wagon tears across the landscape. Later, Puss, Kitty, and Humpty hold up golden eggs.
To being back San Ricardo!
To being rich!
Olé!
Puss and Kitty clap their paws together. Holding a leaf, Humpty dances near a campfire. Using sticks, Puss and Kitty drum on eggs.
You.
Me?
Yeah, baby.
Puss and Kitty dance toward each other. Humpty smacks Puss with the leaf, then runs over to Kitty and dances with her. Humpty dances with the baby goose.
What?
Puss twirls Kitty.
There is one word for you, Kitty Softpaws. Meow.
I know you have quite a reputation with the ladies. Mr. Frisky two times.
I've also been known as the fairy lover.
Kitty bumps Puss away with her rear.
But that was before I met you.
You don't know me, Puss. I'm not who you think I am. I'm all about the score.
Come on. Look me in the eyes and tell me all you care about is the gold.
Puss.
Kitty.
Puss closes his eyes. Humpty swaps the goose for Kitty.
New partners!
Humpty dances off with her.
Not fall for his animal magnetism. Stay focused.
Puss pulls Kitty between Humpty's legs. He tosses her into the air, catches her, then spins as he sets her down. They dance atop a pile of golden eggs.
So, I have been thinking, these soft cars, that when we go our separate ways, we can go our separate ways. Together.
Puss, you have to go now.
You do not have to push me away anymore. You can trust me.
But
give it up for the legends of San Ricardo, Humpty and Puss. We did it!
I'm calling it a night, guys.
Kitty, stay up with us.
No, I feel a terrible coming on.
Kitty walks off.
Okay, yeah. Have fun with that.
We should give her some privacy.
Puss and Humpty lean against a log.
I never thought we would get here. After all we went through. Pull this off together. It is good to have my brother back.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, we have a big day tomorrow.
Pretty exciting stuff. We should get some rest.
Humpty rolls onto his side.
Good night, Humpty.
The baby goose climbs atop Humpty, then falls asleep. Puss gazes skyward. Jack and Jill creep up behind him.
Canasta!
Jack hits Puss's head. Daylight. Large black birds circle in the sky. In a split screen, Puss lies unconscious in the sand as the large birds step toward him. Footprints surround Puss. As the birds close in on him, Puss opens his eyes. He swipes at the birds, which fly off. Puss eyes the footprints, then stands.
Jack and Jill.
Kitty? Humpty?
Wagon tracks run toward distant hills.
I will find you.
In split screen, the bird stands next to Puss.
Get out of here!
Later, Puss rides a horse across rocky plains, then through a fierce sandstorm. Later, Puss stops at a stone archway at one end of a bridge leading to a town. He shades his eyes with one hand as he gazes at the name engraved on the arch, San Ricardo. Sitting atop his horse, Puss peers at a wanted poster of himself, then squints as he gazes toward the town. Inside the village, soldiers chat as a man chases a hat blown by the wind. The man picks up the hat, revealing Puss. The man puts on the hat, then gazes down at tiny footprints. Puss rolls off, partially concealed in a tumbleweed. Puss tumbles past a doorway, then stops.
Be gone!
He kicks the tumbleweed away, then hides behind a wall.
What do you want? Gold? I have gold!
Jack! Egg's trying to bribe us.
With our own gold!
Puss runs down a street and hops onto a roof, following the shadows of Jack, Jill, and Humpty.
Ow! Humpty, no!
Jill slams Humpty against a cart, causing a champagne bottle in his arms to shoot open.
Ah, hello, puss.
Surprise!
What is going on?
It's a surprise party, and the surprise is on you.
Looks like the cat's out of the bag.
You were in cahoots?
Oh, yeah. They all work for me.
Jill sets Humpty onto the ground. Humpty steps toward Puss.
Spent a lot of time in a prison preparing for this.
You set me up.
Oh, yeah, I set you up, of course. You think this was all about getting the gold and clearing your name? This little adventure was about one thing. Revenge. You never knew it, Puss. But I was always there, 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 there.
In flashbacks, Humpty stands near the bounty hunter's bed. In the bar, he stands in the shadows. In the hotel, he hides beneath Jill's dress. He wears a cat costume in the underground cat club. In the desert, he stands above the unconscious puss and spreads food for the circling birds, two of which carry Humpty away.
You wanted to repay an old debt, Puss? Well, so did I.
Why would you do this?
You left me on that bridge. You abandoned me when I needed you the most. What happened to brothers forever?
I trusted you!
Well, now you're finally gonna know what it feels like. You know, to trust someone and have them stab you in the back. Guards!
Guards surround Puss.
Puss and Boots, you're under arrest for the robbery of the San Ricardo Bank.
Consider this the final meeting of Bing Club.
I should scramble you with time.
Puss thrusts his sword toward Humpty.
You should never have come back.
Puss and the armed Comandante square off.
Pequeño, wait. Do not fight them, please.
Mama, listen to me. I can't explain.
No. Puss, no more running. Please stop breaking my heart and face what you have done.
I'm sorry, Mama. I let you down.
Puss drops his sword.
Paws where we can see them.
Puss holds his paws in the air.
Turn around, slow.
Puss slowly turns.
Slower!
He stops, then turns more slowly. The guards all point spears at him. The Comandante slams a cat carrier onto the ground.
Step into the carrier. Quiet-like.
The Comandante kicks the carrier to Puss, who steps inside it. Humpty glares at Puss. A guard slams the carrier shut. Two guards set it onto a cart.
Attention, everyone. If you could just come in a little closer. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Golden Goose of Legend.
The crowd parts to reveal the baby goose and Kitty.
Kitty? Not you, too.
Kitty gazes downward. Driving the cart, a guard flicks the reins and carries Puss away.
Gold for everyone! Boom, boom, boom!
The goose lays three eggs.
We got some fresh, hot gold here, people! Step right up! Get it hot!
People toss Humpty into the air. Kitty glances at a golden egg in her hands, then at Puss, as the cart vanishes from sight. Later at jail, Puss hands his belongings to the Comandante.
One hat, one belt, and two boots. Once a symbol of honor. One bottle of catnip.
It is for my glaucoma.
The Comandante throws Puss into a cell.
This is where you belong, outlaw. And this is where you will stay forever.
The Comandante walks away. Puss gazes downward, then licks his paw and runs it over his head. He lifts his leg and licks himself.
Woohoo! No, don't stop on my account.
A man with a long white beard sits chained to the cell's wall. Puss looks around himself. The man leans forward and raises his eyebrows. Puss rocks backward.
Well, it looks like the egg got what he wanted.
You're talking about Humpty.
Hip, don't say his name! I used to share this cell with that smelly thing. Happiest day of my life was when he left, till I realized he stole my magic beans.
Wait. You had the beans?
Who are you?
The man sleeps.
Hey, what's your name? Andy Beanstalk. My friends call me Jack. I traded the family cow for them beans. Of course, and it wasn't my family's cow. It was some other family's family cow. That's why I got 8 to 10. Always know which cow's yours.
Crazy man.
Wake up!
What else do you know?
We're all goners. Thanks to that little stinky. I told him not to take the goose, but all he wanted was his revenge.
Don't take the goose? Why?
Puss sighs, then slaps the man.
Hey, it's the Great Terror! That's the Golden Goose's mom.
Oh, no.
And she will be out for blood when she comes back for her baby.
Guard! San Ricardo is in terrible danger! You must listen to me!
Quiet, you.
The guard slams a wooden door over the cell's bars. Elsewhere, a huge airplane-shaped shadow races across the desert, passing over canyons and scrubland. At the jail, torches burn in dark hallways. A guard rubs his own face.
Shut up.
Grimacing, the guard runs to Puss's cell. Puss steps into a shaft of light. His eyes widen and dilate. The guard slips his key into the lock, then turns it. He pulls back a bolt and opens the door.
Drop the weapon.
The guard drops his spear.
Very good. Step aside.
No! Diablo gato!
The guard sprays Puss with water.
Nice try.
Catpaws clamp over the guard's mouth, yank him to the ground, then pull him into the hallway. Puss's boots and hat land in the open doorway. Puss and the old man peer into the hall. Kitty stands near the unconscious guard.
I hope you can forgive me.
Apology accepted!
I don't really have time for you.
Puss dresses.
I have to save the town from the Great Terror!
Wait, Puss! Don't you see? I'm here because... I am here because you made me realize that there is something I care about more than gold.
Something?
Okay. Someone. He's about 2 feet tall, wears high heels.
Handsome?
He's very handsome.
A real beefcake?
Mm-hmm.
Stallion?
Yes.
Tiger?
Oh, brother.
But this does not make us even.
A spear sticks into the wall.
Freeze!
Yes, it does.
No. It doesn't.
The guard's pants drop. Kitty and Puss knock the guard over, then run toward 2 more guards.
I saved you!
They knock out those guards.
You owed me one!
More guards appear.
You didn't tell me about Humpty.
Puss twirls Kitty, then throws her at a guard.
So now you owe me 2.
An elevator descends, then opens. The Commandante and more soldiers run out.
You're a lot of work.
I know, but I am worth it.
Kitty and Puss vault over the soldiers, then climb a rope. The Commandante grabs Kitty's foot.
You are not getting away, Pussy Boots!
Wrong boots.
Kitty cuts the rope, sending Puss upward.
Kitty!
Now we're even!
Kitty runs. Puss rises up a shaft toward daylight. Meanwhile, Humpty stands in a bell tower and sets golden eggs onto a ledge.
This is your San Ricardo weather report. Chances of a giant goose destroying the town?
100%.
Humpty picks up the drawing of himself and Puss inside the giant's castle.
Never alone, always together.
Humpty and Puss.
Brothers forever.
The baby goose eats the drawing.
Come on, sweetie. Let's get out of here before Mama shows up.
Puss appears and draws his sword.
I shall make you into an egg salad sandwich.
That is disgusting.
Give me the goose.
Humpty.
No can do, I'm afraid. See, the Mama's on her way, and when she gets here, it's bye-bye San Ricardo and everything you ever cared about.
Revenge on me is one thing, but why, Imelda? Why the orphanage? This is our home.
You mean your home? I never belonged here. We had a plan to get out of here, but then you became the hero and you picked this place over me. You left me with nothing.
Humpty turns his back on Puss.
Humpty, I'm sorry I hurt you. But do not take it out on these people. You are better than this.
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on!
I know the real Humpty. The way you saw the world. The inventor. The dreamer. What happened to that guy?
Puss and Humpty stare toward the horizon.
I think it's too late.
It is never too late to do the right thing. Together we can save San Ricardo.
A massive shadow sweeps over the desert as it speeds toward the town.
I can forgive you, Humpty, if you help me now.
Really? After everything I put you through?
Prove to me there is still a good egg in you.
I'll try.
Townspeople turn as something zips overhead. Villagers clutching golden eggs stare toward the end of a street as a cow and children flee around a corner. A huge white goose, bigger than a two-story house, steps into the middle of a street and peers at them. Sunlight glints off a golden egg in a brown-haired woman's hands. She looks up at the goose and grins sheepishly. The goose narrows its eyes. People flee as the enormous mother goose stomps after them, knocking chunks out of buildings in her path. Atop the bell tower, Humpty wears his hang glider with the baby goose strapped to his chest.
Goggles check.
Get the baby over the bridge. I'll get the mother to follow.
Okay. Give me a paw!
Humpty glides out over the town. Puss spins around as the mother goose rampages in the streets behind him. Puss leaps off the tower. Meanwhile, a gang member with a tattoo of the golden goose on his back takes a bath as the mother goose smashes her head into the room. He grins and holds up a rubber ducky. The goose grabs him in her beak and flips him across town.
Mother goose!
Running across rooftops, Puss flips onto the ground directly in front of the mother goose.
Wait! Just follow me and I will lead you to your baby.
The mother goose eyes Puss then heads toward the collection of golden eggs atop the bell tower.
No! Not that way!
Imelda picks up a baby lamb in the goose's path.
Pequeño! Help!
Hang on! I got
her! Swinging on a rope, Puss grabs Imelda and carries her to safety. The mother goose snags the rope as she passes, pulling Puss along. Puss doffs his hat, then lands on the back of the goose's neck and uses the rope as reins.
Come with me, Mama Goose. I know where your baby is. Here.
Puss twists the goose's head toward Humpty's wagon as he rides out of town with the baby goose. Puss hangs on as the mother goose chases Humpty.
Humpty! Pick up the pace!
The baby goose rides on Humpty's head as he drives out of town. Jack and Jill pull up beside them in their wagon.
Sorry, Egghead. We want more than just eggs.
So how about you give us that goose?
Humpty.
Huh? Kitty sails out of the sky and tackles Jill.
Nice moves.
What would you do without me?
She blows a kiss, then flips away just before the mother goose steps on Jack and Jill's wagon. Humpty's wagon sprouts wings and glides over the Commandante.
Commandante! I can't explain!
Godfo! You are going back to jail if it's the last thing I do!
Humpty! Help me!
We're almost there!
The mother goose bites off one of the wagon's wings, causing it to crash. Humpty and the baby goose tumble onto the bridge as the wagon flips over the side. Puss falls off the mother goose as she steps onto the bridge, which crumbles under her weight. The mother goose bites down on a rope tied between Humpty and the baby goose, but lets go as she falls backward off the bridge. Ah! Humpty tumbles down a collapsed section of roadway.
Puss, help! Humpty!
Sliding on his stomach, Puss grabs the middle of the rope. Humpty and the baby goose dangle from each end of the rope over the broken bridge.
Here we are again. Right, Puss?
I will not leave you behind this time, Humpty.
Below them, the mother goose is pinned beneath a broken section of the bridge. The rope supporting the baby goose begins to fray.
I'm sorry, Puss. I've made a mess out of everything. I'm a rotten egg. I'm not a person. I'm not a bird. I'm not even a food.
I don't know what I am.
You are what you have always been. My brother.
Puss begins pulling Humpty back up.
Brothers, forever.
As Humpty reaches his hand toward Puss, more of the bridge collapses. Puss falls and dangles in the air, one hand gripping the rope attached to the baby goose, the other hand holding the rope Humpty clings to.
You can't save us both.
Yes, I can. Just hang on.
Puss, you have to save the baby or the mama will destroy San Ricardo. It's the right thing to do.
Puss glances from Humpty below him to the baby goose dangling a few yards away.
I will not let you go, Humpty.
I know you won't. So I won't make you choose.
Humpty releases the rope and falls.
Humpty!
As the mother goose kicks free of the rubble, the rope holding the baby goose snaps. Puss dives after it. In free fall, Puss grabs the frayed end of the rope, then jams his sword into the side of the bridge. The sword bends, then flings Puss and the baby goose safely back to the top of the bridge. Flapping her massive wings, the mother goose rises up and stares at them.
I'm very sorry. She's okay.
Puss sets down the baby goose, then runs to the end of the broken bridge and stares down into the deep chasm.
Humpty.
Atop a fractured bridge support, pieces of broken white shell surround a solid gold egg. Looking down at it, Puss takes off his hat. The mother goose and her baby step up beside Puss and peer down as well.
I always knew that you were good inside.
Puss smiles. Later, the baby goose rides on its mother's back as she swoops down and delicately picks up the solid gold egg in her bill.
Goodbye, Humpty.
Puss watches as the mother goose rises into the sky with her baby and the egg. They disappear into the clouds. Later, Puss walks through town past villagers holding golden eggs the size of cantaloupes.
It's him. Puss in Boots.
He saved us from the giant goose.
His sword is like lightning.
They say he has 10 lives.
His boots are made of the finest Corinthian leather.
He only drinks whole milk.
A dairyman hands Puss a glass of milk as he passes.
Good legend.
He's no outlaw. He saved us.
Meow.
Imelda turns and faces Puss.
A gift for you, Mama.
Puss sets down a yellow canary, which opens its eyes briefly.
I have to go. The soldiers are coming for me.
Imelda crouches and hugs Puss.
I am so proud of you, my son.
Puss smiles.
Today you faced the past with bravery and honor. You earned those boots. And the people know that you are San Ricardo's greatest hero.
I did it for you, Mama.
You will always be in my heart.
And you in mine.
The Commandante and some guards rush up to them.
Gato!
Puss is gone.
There he is! I see him!
Children run into the street and hop excitedly as they point. Standing on a rooftop looking down on the crowd, Puss takes off his hat and bows. Puss turns and runs off along the rooftops. He stops as Kitty flips in front of him, followed by several sailing spears and weapons, which she avoids. Puss chuckles, then jogs after her. They face each other and dance across a tiled roof as weapons fall all around them. Several spears stick into the side of a building. Puss and Kitty use the spear shaft to swing onto another roof. Puss and Kitty smile at one another as they cartwheel through the air simultaneously. Kitty swings atop a wall.
I will see you again, Kitty Soft Paws.
Sooner than you think.
Puss looks down at his bare feet. Kitty holds up his boots.
She is a bad kitty.
Kitty blows a kiss, then leaps down the other side of the wall.
This is the story of a cat who became a hero.
An outlaw dedicated to justice. And a lover of beautiful women. A great, great lover. Really, it is crazy.
I am Puss in Boots.
And my name would become legend.
Silhouetted by a setting sun, Puss stands atop a rearing horse, Puss in Boots. A list of credits follows as Puss and Kitty dance in the Underground Cat Club. Starring Antonio Banderas as Puss in Boots. Salma Hayek as Kitty Softpaws. Humpty wearing his gold bodysuit cavorts in the clouds with the Mother Goose and her baby. Zach Galifianakis as Humpty Dumpty. Wearing full body cast, Jack and Jill lie in hospital beds as baby boars dance in front of them. Billy Bob Thornton as Jack. Amy Sedaris as Jill. And Constance Marie as Imelda. Directed by Chris Miller, produced by Joe M. Aguilar and Latifa Uawu. Executive producers Andrew Adamson, Guillermo del Toro, and Michelle Ramo Cuyate. Description created by NCI Described Media. This is Carl Neuville.